Uniforms are not a direct benefit to employees. Employers cannot make employees buy uniforms. A uniform is a form of dress that is unique to a business. Uniforms are identified with a company's logo or symbol, name or colors, making it of no practical use outside of the workplace. Employees often have no choice in style, color, or supplier. Employers can require items of clothing in specific colors be worn, as long as employees can reasonably use them elsewhere. Employers can establish a dress code, which requires certain types of clothing, and establishes standards for the look of employees while they are working. For example, a restaurant can require all serving employees to wear a clean, pressed white shirt and black pants while working. The clothing required by a dress code cannot be specific to an employer. When deciding whose responsibility the cost of clothing is, employees or employers, the main issue is the amount of choice employees have in choosing where and what to buy. The more choice, the more likely it is part of a dress code and not a uniform. Clothing with a logo or a certain design or style normally identified with a company or that must be bought from employers are likely uniforms and must be paid for by employers. Employers can reasonably expect employees to provide some special clothing that is common in the industry. Similar to tools, special clothing must be useful with other employers. It may be specific to the job, but not to the employer. As with tools, employees must have choices about where and what to buy. The clothing cannot have a logo or other markings that make it useful only for one employer, and the clothing must remain the property of the employee. For example, nurses may wear a certain type of loose-fitting clothing. It identifies them as nurses and is usually required for the job. Employers can expect these employees to have this outfit and would not have to provide or pay for it unless they require a logo or emblem that identifies the company.